Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr. botched Afghanistan withdrawal result of America last Democrat policies. By Hannah Blow on September 11, 2021. Donald Trump Jr. said the United States' botched withdrawal from Afghanistan is a prime example of Democrat incompetence, showcasing the mindset of the Democrat, communist globalists who embrace America last policies under President Biden. Speaking of the disastrous withdrawal, which resulted in 13 fallen service members, stranded Americans, and billions of dollars worth of U.S. equipment in the hands of the Taliban, Donald Trump Jr. described it as insane. I mean, the Democratic incompetence. You know, you see the Secretary of State, we are really shocked. The Taliban has not installed a more inclusive and diverse cabinet. I'm saying, are these people clowns? He asked. I mean, it's hard to take them even seriously. Matt, like, it's just, have you been watching for 20 years? Our generals who are fighting there for 20 years, they had no idea. They could not have seen this coming after 20 years. Trump Jr. said, explaining that even his 8-year-old son has asked him about it. He knows enough just from the snippets of news that he sees that this is idiocy and yet our generals couldn't see coming. Now every door kicker I know, all the guys actually doing the work, they all saw it coming, he said, explaining that his father, former President Trump, would never have made the same mistakes, particularly leaving between $65 and $80 billion worth of equipment behind. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Donald Trump Jr., September 11, 2001. I mean, the Taliban has Apaches, which also now means the Chinese have Apaches. So, we spent billions developing something, the Chinese are going to get it. They're going to reverse engineer it, he said. They're going to take some of the technology that's newer, add it in there, make it better, and they're going to have a better attack helicopter than we even have for pennies on the dollar. He warned, mocking the Biden administration for praising the supposed diversity and inclusivity of the jihadist organization. Joe Biden's form of negotiating, and it's really the Democrats with their America last policies. I mean, they gave up all their negotiating leverage before they got in and took care of the American citizens. They rescued 100,000 Afghanis, some of whom are on ISIS watch lists, some of whom are convicted rapists, before they took care of Americans. He lamented, identifying such decisions as policies of the Democrats. These are really how these sort of Democrat, communist, globalists, whatever you want to call them, that's how they think. They couldn't care less about the Americans that are there. And that's sort of sad, because that sense of pride after 9/11 and 20 years ago about being an American is totally missing from the Democrat mindset, he continued. The Taliban, Trump Jr. added, does not take Biden seriously. They look at Joe Biden and they laugh, you know, they see a guy that can't complete a sentence. Can't walk upstairs. Can't remember where he is. They know there's no resolve there. They wouldn't do that with Trump, he said. They know that if they were messing with Trump, you know, if they saw the caravans coming into Kabul, there'd be missile strikes. They'd have been in trouble. With Joe Biden, they know, they can walk all over him because he doesn't have the resolve to do anything. He said before blasting generals for saying we do not have the capability to take care of Americans. Oh no, we have the capability, he said. What we didn't have was a leadership. What we didn't have was guts. What we didn't have was resolve. So we created essentially the world's largest hostage situation with thousands of Americans and a terrorist regime that they themselves said that they do not trust. And yet they allowed it to happen, he said, describing it as incompetence at the highest level. This is the problem with government in general. When you have bureaucrats, many of whom have never done anything, and they get to the highest ranks of power and are making trillion-dollar decisions with no basis to actually make that decision. It sort of feels that way with our generals too. I mean, if they couldn't see this coming, why are they in those positions? It's certainly not because they were the best warfighters. It's because they were the best bureaucrats, he added.